That, of course, was my impression of an audience applauding. Next, an impression of the Plasticine Man, part two. The archaeologists continued digging until finally they unearthed Neddy Seagoon, alias the Plasticine Man. With tender care, they lifted him out and laid him on the table.
Without any doubt, this body is that of a man of the Plasticine period.
Oh, and beautifully preserved, considering he's 6,000 years old.
He's quite incredible. He's so well preserved, he's still alive.
I say, what's this? What's this ancient weapon he's holding?
It's my saxophone. I'm a rock and roll saxophoner. A real gone guy in a rock, salmon and peas. Hound dog, don't rock and rock, yeah. I'm crazy, man, crazy. I'm cool.
If only we understood his strange prehistoric language.
Yes, if only we did.
Hey, no, wait. Listen.
What is it, Sir Mortimer?
No, I'll tell you, we've been done. Dear, this ain't the body of a man, it's the body of an ape.
An ape?
His side, gentlemen, observes a monkey-shaped skull and the long arms. They reach the ground.
Ah, but his legs don't. Anyway, he is wearing our evening dress.
So, he was buried after dinner.
Now look here. I'm not a prehistoric man. I'm Neddy Seagoon. You hear? Neddy Seagoon. Seagoon. S-E-A-M. I'm Neddy Seagoon.
You know, I think he's trying to tell us something.
6,000 years old, man. Oh, at his age, he must stop him decomposing. It's imperative that we stop him decomposing in this condition. More imperative, don't you see? Understand? More to understand. We must decompose. You understand that, Mr. Lalkaka?
I was not being attentive to what you were saying.
You understand?
I am listening.
You are understanding me, Mr.
I am understanding everything you
are. Not important. And I'm saying on line 6 that he is decomposing in the European type cantonment way. You understand?
Good luck to him.
Yeah, I
stand aside for your next line, Mr.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. I think he's going off already.
There he goes.
I have an idea. I will preserve him in pure alcohol.
What?
Now hold him down.
I got his...
Put this funnel in his mouth. Pass me that 5-gallon jar of alcohol.
Taking precaution now. Pouring it.
Well, there. I think that will keep him in a lovely condition.
Well, time I was going.
Okay, stop him.
Stand back! Lie down, Jim. You can't afford him.
Get out of my way!
Now, look here.
I belong there.
Oh, man, he's escaped a man.